Hey, what's up, fam? My name is Ricardo Butler, a.k.a. Reason Disciple, and this is the Ricardo Equips Artistic Leaders Podcast. And my goal with this podcast is to equip God's hip-hop artists to be fivefold leaders to impact and influence the hip-hop ministry, industry, and culture. And today's podcast is brought to you by my new video series or video training series, which is on my website at ricardoequips.com/equipping videos or my YouTube channel at, you know, Reason for Hip Hop. And it's a 45 simple tips to studying, understanding, applying, and teaching others how to read the Bible. You know what I'm saying? You can subscribe to that again at ricardoequips.com/equipping videos. And today's podcast is what I want to talk about. Today's podcast is basically, this is a Q&A podcast due to the fact that I have Q&A's all over the place. So this was recorded in several different ways. So I'm going to just go into the first, the last recent question that I had. This is a last minute question. I'm going to do this first, and I'm going to go, and then I'm going to add the recording from the previous other question that I had from another interview that people gave. Someone else collected four or five questions for me. And so that's what I'm going to do with that. So I'm going to quote this, do this last minute, this question first, by Salty Brian Partridge. He says, should a man that is still married legally seek to have a girlfriend and do ministry? Wow, that one, I mean, this one was pretty much off topic, but I did want to address this in the context of hip-hop ministry. Obviously, if a man is still married legally, seeking to have a girlfriend do ministry is obviously a no-no. The Bible itself already says that, you know, what is it, a qualification of a bishop or elder or just a person of influence in the body of Christ, including someone who has to get on the stage and do music before people, you know what I'm saying, should have, let the, you know, husband have one wife. That's what the scripture says. And also for let the woman have one man. I think Paul also talks about that in 1 Corinthians chapter 7, you know what I'm saying? So I don't know if he's talking about someone he knows, or hopefully it's not him particularly. I God forbid that it be not him, or maybe he knows someone who is legally married and has a girlfriend and does ministry. Obviously, if he is doing this, the Bible says that, you know, be sure that your sin will find you out, and eventually God will stop that. So that is obviously, you know, it is not God's will, and God obviously will stop either the relationship and the ministry, or both, or whatever, you know what I'm saying? But the thing is, though, is not to condemn the dude, you know what I'm saying? We under the new covenant, also the Bible talks about, you know, person, when a person is falling, and it restores such a one in the spirit of humility, lest you fall, you know what I'm saying? So again, you know, there should be a restoration and a forgiveness and all of that. Just Paul did the same thing. He talked about a man who had his father's wife in 1 Corinthians, and he, you know, and they told him to deliver that man on, you know, for the destruction of the flesh of Satan, that his spirit may so be saved in the day of the Lord. And in the second verse, he talks about that man coming back into the, you know, being restored back in the fellowship. You know what I'm saying? So I personally don't believe in a person being kicked out of church or out of ministry permanently, because this is a new covenant. Under the old covenant, you would be stoned for that. But under the new covenant, it's different. People die without mercy under Moses' law, says Hebrews 10:28. But under the new covenant, we have full mercy and grace and restoration. You know what I'm saying? So in that case, that's what's going on with that. And now I'm going to go turn to the other pre-recorded version of the questions that was submitted through someone else who collected Q&A questions for me. All right. And let's go ahead and start with that right now. So what I'm doing, I'm going to just answer. I think she sent me about three questions. She most likely will send me some more later, she said. But I'm going to answer the four questions she sent me. First question, she says, introduce yourself and explain a little about what you do and your purpose in the kingdom. Again, my name is Ricardo Butler. My Christian hip hop or stage name was Reason Disciple. What I do, again, is I equip fivefold lyricists to impact and influence the hip hop ministry, industry, and culture. I'm going to unpack that a little bit. So what I do is I exist for the purpose to gather together artists that have either been rejected or have moved away from the existing music system, you know, the bandwagon music industry that we have out there, you know, I'm called to equip these artistic music ministers to be leaders in the fivefold, you know, the apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher. So the hip hop apostle, the hip hop pastor, hip hop prophets, hip hop evangelists, hip hop teachers. I believe that the fivefold also exist not only in the church, but outside of the church, wherever the kingdom of God is, or wherever the kingdom is representing or standing on, you know, whatever ground or wherever the sole of our foot treads. That's why I believe the fivefold should also be out there equipping people too. So therefore, you know, I was formerly a leader in the church. I had my own church, the Mike Assembly Hip Hop Church, and I pastored City of Praise Church and the youth group out there. So we did the Mike Assembly Hip Hop Church, and then the Lord was like, look, I'm calling you to something bigger, something more global. So we took it online and we became Mike Assembly Network, and then we eventually turned into Mike Assembly Davidical Arts Network, you know what I'm saying? So again, and we became equippers of the fivefold for the purpose of bringing back the Ark of God, and we call the Ark of God the seven P's. The seven P's, these are the seven essential things that are part of the Ark, and we train in these things. We train in praise and worship. The first P is praise. The second one is the principles. That's the scriptures. P is the pattern, apostolic pattern. P is the people. You know, the people of God, training them up. Another P is power. That's the spiritual gifts and how to use the spiritual gifts and the ministry gifts. Another P is provision. That's the business side. Teach them how to be entrepreneurs, how to do, you know, the music business and, you know, do all the financial things. And then the presence and how to operate in the presence, to walk in the spirit in the presence of God. So that's what we call or define the Ark, the seven P's: praise, principle, pattern, people, power, provision, and presence of God. Back to the restored Davidical tabernacle. The Bible talks about restoring the tabernacle of David. But for those who don't know, that's just a metaphor. The tabernacle of David is the people of God. Every individual person in the body is the tabernacle of David. So we're bringing the seven P's, the Ark, back into you, because you are the temple of God, the body of Christ. And we're doing this to impact, first and foremost, the hip-hop cultures in four realms: music, marketplace, which is business, ministry side, which is the church side, and media, which is, you know, online media, publications, stuff like that, blogging, you know, imparting faith, hope, and love. These three things abide, using our artistic anointing and our abilities, natural talents, also in the process. So that's what it is that I actually do, you know, and that's what I, you know, my purpose is in the kingdom. So her second question, she asked, what advice would you give to general creative artists? Wow, that's a good one. That is a really good one. I should have prepared for this one. I did prepare for this because I have four particular points in my ministry of the things that I would like every creative artist to know that's in the body of Christ, or not even in the body of Christ, for even non-believers too that are artists. These are the four things that I believe are crucial to change the way art is viewed in the music ministry or in any of the entertainments, arts, or, you know, industries out there. Number one, I believe artists need to be more creative, use more of God's wisdom, use more of the anointing of the Spirit to increase their talents and their skills so that the hip-hop, you know, can truly glorify the Father God through worship. Another one, I think, I believe that in the restoration, again, as I mentioned before, the fivefold ministry and the fivefold entrepreneurial leadership gift functioning should also be recognized in the hip-hop ministry and in music business by identifying, recruiting, training, equipping, empowering, and releasing artists that will influence, impact, and inspire the music industry all together in all realms and all different aspects of it. I also believe in helping the rejected and new creative artists get established by aiding them to find out who they really are in Christ and getting them in front of their God-ordained target audience. I believe certain people will only listen to you or love or like your craft. I don't believe in spamming and blasting everywhere, but I believe that, you know, if you strategically plan and look for those who will all, you know, 9 times out of 10 love or like your music, you know, chase out the raving fans, you'll have a bigger fan base, a bigger audience, and you'll draw in a much more profitable, you know, business model for yourself. You know what I'm saying? Another one, the fourth one, I believe that if you make great music and great lyrics and great beats, you give great people greater options to choose what to buy rather than buying the one popular, trendy bandwagon sound that's currently out there in the market, in the ministry, you know, in the streets, whatever, you know what I'm saying? So that's what I got for that. Number three, she asks, how does one kick off research, planning, networking, logos, artwork? How does one pull together the technical aspects and the business? What would you caution artists about? I guess this is a several question, kind of as one question. She says, is there a question that I should be asking? And maybe I don't know how. And you can state the question, then answer it. Wow, this is a good one. From what I'm getting from these multiple question here for the third question is, how does one go about basically, having a successful ministry model or business model? I actually did a podcast on this last week. It doesn't come out for another week. And it's called Four Must-Haves for Your Music Ministry and Your Music Business. Goodness, let me see if I can. I'm caught in the middle of this one because I have to look this up. Actually, I have to look this up real quick. I should be able to find it real quick. It's actually from a blog that I called the blog is called The Foundation of Music. And I believe there are four things that before you even start doing anything in your music ministry or music business and handling all the stuff that she talked about in the question, you need four things. If you get these four things, then everything else will fall in line. The first thing you need a wise plan. You need a wise plan that is biblical, founded in the word or on the rock, which is Jesus Christ. You got, if you listen to what Jesus says, it's like a man building his house on a rock. You need a wise plan. Jesus said that the principal thing is wisdom. So get wisdom. And with all that getting, get understanding. So you need a wise plan that is biblical. It is founded on the word or on the rock, Jesus Christ. Number two, you need a wise master builder, an apostle who understands that plan and who can help you. In the world, for those who don't understand how the apostolic works, another way to say you need a mentor. You need a mentor, someone who kind of shows you the ropes, shows you how to do things. Someone you can learn from a little bit that will put you ahead of everyone else. You know what I'm saying? Because everyone else is trying to figure it out. You'll have a mentor who's already been through it. You know what I'm saying? That can kind of guide you along the way. So you need a wise master builder, an apostle who understands that plan or can help you, a teacher, a mentor, or a pastor, or whatever it is that's involved in, particularly in your field, in your music ministry, whatever your business or industry is, you know what I'm saying? You need someone that's ahead of you, a little bit more mature in that aspect. The third thing you need is you need light, man. You know what the light is. This light is the Spirit of God upon you so that the people may see God in you and that they might see that light in you, in your ministry, and come out of Satan's darkness, out of his kingdom to the Father of lights, you know what I'm saying, and to Christ. So what basically is, obviously, you need the Spirit of God. You need the Word of God. It's a lamp onto your feet. You know what I'm saying? So you need that light. People need to see your ministry, that you got to have the presence of God. This speaks mostly about your character. You got to have integrity. You got to, the love one another principles, all the love, the one another commands. It's just based, boiled down to character, integrity, competence. Stuff like that. That's what I mean when I say the light. You got to be equipped and qualified for what it is that you're doing. You know what I'm saying? The fourth thing you need is you need to, by faith, put action to your plans. A lot of people are hearers, but they don't get around to doing it. You need to actually make your plan, but there has to be a time for execution. 10% of your time should be making the plan, or let's change the ratio a bit. Let's say 40% of your time should be, no, not even that much. 30% of your time should be making the plan, and the other, it's percentage should be executing the plan. You know what I'm saying? So you got 30% doing the plan, you got 70% of it executing. Whether if God says so, whether Christ says so, the Spirit of God says so, the Word of God says so, and the human agent, the hip-hop, five-fold minister, apostle, whatever says so, that's five witnesses that you need to all agree to come together to conform and establish your music ministry, music business. The Bible says in the multitude of counselors, there's safety. Plans do not fail. Bible says in the mouth of two witnesses, every word may be established. You know what I'm saying? So you need the Father, you need Christ, you need two, the Spirit, you need the Word of God, that's four, and you need some kind of mentor. You need these five things giving you some kind of feedback or some kind of counsel, you know, to you in your music business. Now, her fourth question she asked, she said, what are your motivations and inspirations for doing what you do? Which is a good question. Now, the Christian answer is, oh, well, obviously I'm doing it for God. You know, that's obviously the Christian answer. But I don't want to give you the Christian answer. I don't want to give you just the biblical answer or the spiritual answer. What inspires me? What inspires me? You know what inspires me? It's a combination of, yeah, God. But the Bible says that the two great commandments is that, Bible says that you shall love God with all your heart, mind, soul, and strength. You know what I'm saying? So that's obviously the first inspiration. And then he says the second commandment is like it. He says that you shall love your neighbor as thyself. So again, not only is my inspiration for my love of God or my motivation of being inspired by God because I love God so much and I want to do it, but my second inspiration is because I love people. You know what I'm saying? I not only do I love all people, obviously, but I've always been taught that whoever it is that you're reaching out to, you need to love your fan base. You need to love your customers. You need to love your clients. You need to love your team members. You need to love people who you deal with, maybe vendors, the venues, the people you deal with in the club managers, the pastors that you, if you're doing shows in churches, you know, you want to love the youth groups, the youth pastor, or whoever is giving you the okay to do music in there. Churches or in their venues, or like I said, if you're in the street or you're not doing, if your ministry is into the streets, you need to, again, club venues. If you're on a college campus, you need to be connecting with the Christian Fellowship Association or whoever it is that, it can get you in on the campus. But you know, whoever your target audience is, your target market, your partners, the people, your JV, your joint venture partners and people on your equal level, your peers on that level, in your particular industry and field. Those are the people should inspire you. Those are the people that you should. Paul says, look, man, he says, you know, all the daily cares of the church fell upon him, on his churches. I mean, obviously, he loved the whole body of Christ, but particularly his churches, you know what I'm saying, the ones that he founded, he cared for them like little children. And at the same time, you need to see yourself as an artist. You need to see yourself as an influence, as a spiritual father, in a sense. And that your target audience are like children. They're like your kids. And you need to take care of them like kids and give away lots of free stuff and give away lots of value and put your best effort foot forward and perform with excellence and do music with effort, you know, excellence. If you're painting pictures, if you're doing spoken word, if you're doing pottery or whatever it is that the Lord's got you doing, you need to be doing with excellence and you need to be putting some love in it. Bible, Paul says the love of God is what compels or constrains us to do what it is that they did. You know, the love of God shed abroad in the hearts by the Spirit was their motivation. You know what I'm saying? So you got to be motivated by love. Bible, Paul also talks about in 1 Corinthians chapter 8, 1, he says, love edifies, it builds up. You know what I'm saying? So if you love people, you will build up. And God says, for God so loved the world that he gave. So therefore, love gives. And it also builds up, you know what I'm saying? So that's what you want to do with your music ministry and music industry. And, you know, that's the inspiration that you need to have. You need to be inspired and moved by love for the people that it is that you're doing, you're performing for, or putting product together, or even making your beats or the rhymes that you write. You got to be thinking of your audience. Your audience has to be in your mind first and foremost, you know what I'm saying? And obviously, it has to be motivated from God. So it flows from God to you, through you, towards the people. So I think that was all of the questions she had for me. I think that was all the questions. I think that was it. Yeah, and so that was the end of that particular part of the podcast. Like I said, that was pre-recorded. And that's all I got. Again, that's all I got for you. Before I get out of here, again, check out the video course that I got. Is called 45 Simple Tips to Reading, Understanding, applying and teaching the Bible. I know that's not music related, but then again, this is for a Christian podcast, so it ain't got to be just all music. We can still dive and dig into the Word of God. You know what I'm saying? So again, that's all I have for you today. If you ever want to talk, you can reach me at my email at RicardoEquips. It's Ricardo at RicardoEquips.com. Also, please subscribe to the blog at RicardoEquips.com. If you have any questions or want to share your thoughts, just leave a comment on the blog below. You know what I'm saying? Or, you know what I'm saying, if you're getting this in iTunes, please rate it. Tell people about it, whatever. I pray again that the Father bless you 30-fold, 60-fold, 100-fold. In Jesus' name, by the power of the Spirit. Amen. Again, thank you for listening to Ricardo Equips, Artistic Leaders Podcast, equipping God's hip-hop artists to be fivefold leaders to impact and influence the hip-hop ministry, industry, and culture. Talk to you guys later. Chucking the deuce. Peace. Shake down the like a takedown, move over. Jehovah, Russell Simmons, Peter Diddy, listen. We'll pay a rest of the rest. I put God's flag in the sand, his how I flip. It's the industry. Shake down the like a takedown, move over. Jehovah, Russell Simmons, Peter.